Hey everyone, AI and higher ed assessment has been the topic this semester, right? Particularly with those Focus on Friday SLO Talks webinars.
Oh, yeah.
And for their grand finale, they brought in Dr. Babacho Grillo-Pinelli.
What a great choice.
To share her insights. I mean, she's amazing in the assessment world.
Yeah.
So we took a deep dive into her presentation for you because, well, AI is not going away, right? So we wanted to understand how it might actually reshape the assessment world, what that means for all of us, and how we can all stay on top of things. So thinking about your own day-to-day, what parts of your work do you think AI could impact the most?
You know, it's really fascinating. Dr. Pinelli actually starts by talking about those anxieties so many of us have about AI right now. She even compares it to how we all felt maybe like a decade ago when online education just got flooded with all these new instructional design tools.
Oh, totally. I remember that.
Remember that.
Yeah, feeling excited, but also completely overwhelmed. Like, how could I learn all these new tools and still do my actual job?
Yeah.
I bet so many people are feeling that same way about AI now.
Exactly. And Dr. Pinelli was right there with us. She was overseeing an online college back then. And she just felt this wave of panic. Like, would she be able to keep up? Would her expertise even matter anymore?
Wow.
And it seems like those same questions are popping up again.
Mm.
With AI, especially for us assessment folks, she even admits that a year ago, these were the exact questions she was wrestling with. Are people just using AI for like the easy things? Is the role really changing? Or is this all just hype? And if it is changing, what new skills do I need to learn?
So a year ago, Dr. Pinelli was feeling the same uncertainty that a lot of us are probably feeling right now. But she's had a year to really process and reflect on this. What did she come to? What conclusions did she come to?
A year later, Dr. Pinelli revisited their same questions with a fresh perspective. And here's the key takeaway. AI will change how we do assessment,
right?
But it won't necessarily make humans obsolete.
Okay, good. I think a lot of us are worried about, you know, robots taking over our jobs. It sounds like she's saying it's a little more nuanced than that. Did she elaborate on how those changes might actually play out?
She did. She makes this really important distinction. AI might automate some of those, you know, the more process-heavy aspects of assessment. But the roles that emphasize leadership coaching, mentoring, and strategic thinking, those are actually going to become even more important. So yes, some aspects of the job might change drastically, but it's not a total robot takeover. What are your initial thoughts on this? Thinking about your own work, are there parts of your job that you think could be more easily automated?
I think that's such an insightful point. It makes sense that the more technical tasks, the repetitive tasks might be easier for AI to handle.
Yeah.
The human element, that ability to guide and interpret and apply the data in meaningful ways. And that's where our expertise really shines. It sounds like she's saying the skill set of the assessment professional is evolving, not disappearing. And honestly, that makes me feel a lot more optimistic.
Yeah.
But if AI is handling some of the tasks, what does that new skill set look like? Where do we even begin to figure that out?
That's where Dr. Pinelli's concept of the experience architect comes in. It's not just about crunching numbers and generating reports anymore. It's about strategically using AI as a tool to craft better learning experiences.
Experience architect. I love that. It sounds so much more creative and impactful than just assessment professional. But if we're all going to become these experience architects, how do we even get there? What specific steps can we take to prepare for this shift?
That is the question. And Dr. Pinelli has some really practical advice for anyone who's feeling like, okay, now what? She actually gave her audience a specific homework assignment to help them figure out how to navigate this new world of AI-powered assessment. And honestly, I think it's something that everyone, regardless of their role, can benefit from.
Ooh, homework. Always up for a challenge. Tell me more about this assignment. What does it involve?
Well, it starts with taking a long, hard look in the mirror, professionally speaking, of course. It's all about what Dr. Pinelli calls a skills and role inventory. She wants assessment professionals to really take a deep dive into how they're currently spending their time. Like, what percentage is spent processing data, creating reports, consuming all that information that comes our way, building new assessments, or leading projects and teams. It's about being really honest with yourself about your day-to-day work.
Okay, so really just break down all those tasks and activities and figure out where my time actually goes. That's honestly a good exercise, even without AI, you know, looming on the horizon.
Oh, absolutely. But then comes a really interesting part. Once you have that clear picture of your current role, you got to ask yourself, how much of this could AI potentially do without me even lifting a finger?
Whoa. That's a tough question. it really makes you think about the potential impact of AI in a very concrete way. It's not just theoretical anymore. It's like looking at my actual job and seeing where AI might fit in. I have to admit, it's a little intimidating.
It can be. But remember, Dr. Pennelly isn't advocating for replacing us with AI. She's saying we need to evolve our skills and focus on the things that AI can't replicate. And this exercise helps us pinpoint those areas where we can really add value as humans, helps us figure out where we need to upskill, what new knowledge we need to get, and maybe even how we need to shift our thinking about our roles.
So it's not about fearing AI.
Yeah.
But understanding how to work with it. Maybe even leverage it to do our jobs even better.
Yeah.
And this homework assignment is a great way to start that process. But I'm curious, did Dr. Pennelly give any specific examples of how this shift might play out in practice? I'm still trying to wrap my head around what this experience architect role actually looks like.
She did. She talked about how AI can help us move beyond just measuring student learning to actually designing personalized learning experiences that are more engaging and more effective. Imagine having an AI assistant that can analyze hundreds of student responses in seconds, highlighting key trends and areas for improvement. That frees you up to focus on the bigger picture, designing more meaningful assessments, providing targeted feedback to students, and working with faculty to improve instruction.
Wow, that's a powerful image. Instead of drowning in data, we're using AI to help us make sense of it and actually use it to improve student learning. I have to admit, I'm starting to see the potential here. It's not just about AI taking over. It's about AI augmenting our abilities and allowing us to focus on the things that really matter. I bet there are tons of AI tools out there that assessment professionals can start using right now.
Are there any that Dr. Pennelly specifically recommended?
You know, she didn't get into specific tools during this presentation, but I think the point she's making is bigger than any one tool. It's about the mindset shift. It's about embracing this idea of the experience architect and starting to think about how AI can be integrated into all aspects of our work.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's about the bigger picture.
Yep.
And being open to new possibilities. And I think that's something that anyone listening can take away from this, even if they're not in assessment. I mean, AI is changing the game in every field. And we all need to be thinking about how to adapt and evolve. Yeah, it's like a wake-up call to be proactive and intentional about our own careers, no matter what we do. You know, Dr. Pennelly's presentation really hit home for me on that point. She really emphasized that assessment professionals need to take ownership of their own learning and be willing to experiment with new tools and approaches. Mm-hmm. We can't just sit back and wait to see what happens with AI. We need to be shaping the future of assessment, not just reacting to it.
I love that.
Yeah.
And Evan Ellen, it sounds like those Focus on Friday SLO Talks webinars are a great way to stay plugged into those conversations and learn from each other. It's a reminder that we're not in this alone. There's a whole community of assessment professionals out there grappling with these same questions and finding creative solutions.
Yes. I'm so glad you brought those webinars up. I've been tuning in all semester, and it's been amazing to see how engaged everyone is. People are sharing resources, brainstorming ideas, and really supporting each other through this transition. It's inspiring.
I love that. That sense of community, like we're all in this together, figuring out the future of assessment, one conversation at a time. Speaking of conversation, you mentioned earlier that Devin has been doing some really innovative work with AI. Can you give us a little sneak peek of what he's been up to?
Oh, absolutely. He's actually developed this system using AI. That's changing how we look at assessment data. But you'll have to wait for the next episode to hear all the juicy details.
Oh, man. You're killing me. All right, I'll be patient. So to wrap things up, what's the one big takeaway you want listeners to walk away with today?
I think the key takeaway here is that AI is a powerful tool, but it's just that, a tool. Humans are still essential for guiding, interpreting, and ultimately shaping how AI is used in education and beyond. So do your homework, stay curious, and embrace the possibilities. The future of assessment is in our hands.
I love that. Embrace the possibilities. That's what the deep dive is all about. Thanks for joining us on this exploration of AI and assessment. We'll see you next time when we dive into Devin's AI innovations. Trust me, you won't want to miss it.